common theme, I know, PJ.
Defensively, I thought in the fourth, I mean, we gave up 38 in the third. We gave up 18 points in the fourth. But, I mean, we just, tonight, more so than turnovers still. And we had 7 turnovers at the half, and we ended up with, you know, 12 in the second half for 26 points. But, I mean, the biggest thing tonight was offensive boards. We just didn't keep them off the board, including when it was a 2.2, you know. The two biggest baskets I thought were Brian Cardinal's offensive rebound and stick back. I think it was 2 at that point. And then at the end, when it was a 2-point game, we got the stop on the possession. And did Kyle get his own rebound? I'm not sure who got it. But, I mean, you know, last night, we got a stop last night, too. You have to finish the play. I mean, it's easy to say it. But, you know, 21 times we didn't finish the play. They got 32 points on second chance. I thought our rotations, I thought our contested shots was better than it's been in any other game, but we got beat off the dribble repeatedly, and that led to a lot of the offensive rebounds, like where guys were getting beat on the dribble, so it broke down the defense, and that's why, you know, we didn't rebound well. The two plays at the end was kind of, one was an individual, Brett Milicic got a tip in that he shouldn't have gotten, and just this guy didn't box him out, and the one on Lowry's just, you know, you say tough play, but I mean, you get, last night we get the rebound, they got to follow us, and we leave by 1. Tonight we get the rebound, we have the ball, and a couple timeouts, and we're down 2. Doesn't mean we're going to win the game, but you have to make plays when it matters, and we didn't. But I mean, I thought that the defense itself was better. The transition defense was good, was very good against them. Pick and roll defense wasn't bad, but the defense on the ball was not good, and obviously the defensive rebounding was atrocious.
It's tough to give them the offensive glass when they get to the free throw line as well as they do, correct?
No, the one, I mean, they will be before it's all done, too. They'll stay one of the best. I mean, they're averaging 35 free throws. They got 32 tonight. They have good quickness, and Mark pushes the ball and he attacks the rim. So they have a number of guys who can do that. And they got 2 bigs who are both pretty good scorers and pretty good passers. So they can test you. But we just, you know, we're learning. It's a hard way to learn. I know I keep saying it, but our guys are trying. That's how they fall behind, and they keep coming back. And I mean, there's, you know, some other teams in the league that are 0-4, 0-5 too, and they got more veterans and they've been together longer than our guys. So I'm not upset with our guys' effort. Our execution needs to be a lot better. We need to understand that until we become a good defensive team, we're not going to get it done. We're going to become a good defensive team, and we have to identify, you know, who the guys are that understand that, and we've got to give them time to learn it and get better. Also, it's the end of a 5-game stretch now, and even though we're not practicing tomorrow, we got to sit down and make some changes and look at different rotations and give some other guys opportunities. But I think it's important for the fans that are here and the fans that are watching on TV. I think understand that they're playing hard. That's the most important thing. Our guys are trying. They're listening and they're trying, and that's all we can ask them to do. But we need to play much better, and we need to understand that, you know, we have to be a more cerebral basketball team. We got to take care of the ball. We have to have good shot selection, and we need to play good defense and box out, and, you know, all the things that it's easy to say. That's what we need to do. But there's not any shortcuts to get there. We have to continue to work. The thing that I'm encouraged by, and this, I'm not making excuses and I'm not deflecting or anything, is our guys are working. They'll come in Friday morning and they'll work at the shoot around, and they're going to work Friday night against Utah also. So that's the most important thing. And it's easier for me to understand the process, that this is part of the process, than it is for them. They feel worse than our fans feel, if that's possible. The 14 guys in that room are more disappointed than anybody. So it's hard for them to kind of sit back and understand that there is a process. So I'm glad that their attitude is what it is.
Kevin sat for about 10 minutes in the first half, and then he was 3-for-17. Is that inevitable, the 3-game, 4-night stretch?
No, it's not inevitable. It's just, I think – I think the 3 and 4 had something to do with it. I think the back-to-back had something to do with it. But I think a lot of it had to do with their defense. I think Mike and Rudy in particular, when they were on him, I thought they worked hard. And we were trying to keep him fresh. That was one of the things I didn't like last night was the minutes that some of our key guys were playing in the fourth quarter. So we tried to shorten some rotations and have guys end up near or a little less than what they played last night. But hopefully or theoretically be fresher in the fourth. He was out for a longer stretch because he struggled initially. His substitution came at the normal time for getting him out, but then Delonte and Wally had it going so good that we stretched it out. They had it going good for a while, and that's why we stayed with that. But you know, he ended up minute-wise where I would have liked him. I was hoping he could give us 32 minutes tonight. Maybe that may have asked for too much. But I think some of it has to do with, as you said, 3 and 4 and a back-to-back. Some of it has to do with the guys that were playing him worked really hard, and it's a learning curve. And you know, I'm saying this all the time, but he's 19, and he's 5 games into his career. You know, there's veterans. There's guys been in this league 10 and 12 years have nights like this too. And you don't accept them. And Kevin would be the last one to accept them. But he's learning. It's a hard way to learn.
Coach, the runs. You guys are up 65-51. They end the quarter, I think, on a 36-16 run. Are you surprised at how quickly the runs are going?